You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey, Dom here. For this week's Monday episode, we've got all of our picks. The right, the wrong, and the stuff not so clear to see yet. We're also going to discuss crypto, the stuff that scares me a lot, but always has me interested. And lastly, we're going to look at the overall markets, see how they did last week, and analyze what we could hope to see for this one. As always, this is not financial advice. Do your own research and studying. And without further ado, welcome to Punk Stock. As most of you know, on our Thursday episode last week, we made bullish and bearish picks going into this week. So what we're going to do now is just check up on them and see if our crystal balls made any sense. Starting with Ace's picks. So coming in on the bearish side, Ace has Tesla, Disney, and Apple. And all these are 3 for 3 going bearish into the weekend. And very interesting to me, Disney actually had a gap in crap, making it red going into the weekend. On the other hand, we had Apple and Tesla who had 2 consecutive red days going into the weekend. Now moving to Ace's bullish picks, we have Walmart, Target, and Moderna. Now we know Ace loves Walmart, but I believe we're still waiting on Moderna news, which apparently is going to be very similar to Pfizer's a few days back. Regardless, all 3 of these stocks are up, making Ace 6 for 6 on his picks last week. Now we go to Mr. Bruzzese. Starting off on the bearish side for him, we have Pfizer, Cracker Barrel, and Boeing. Pfizer, as we know, dropped the very good and very, very big news last Monday on their vaccine, causing the stock to gap up huge on Monday, but then kind of fading all the rest of last week. We do have a little reversal on Friday, so who knows? Will Pfizer rise back up into the 40s or chill in the 36-35 area like it's been? Next, we have Cracker Barrel. The stock gapped up Monday, most likely due to the positive COVID news, and also had an all-week fade. This is also another tough one to see where it might go after this. It seems like rising COVID numbers don't look great for the stock, which makes me think Nick's pick here is pretty safe. Boeing also has a similar looking chart to both Cracker Barrel and Pfizer. However, on Friday, it did go green way more than the other ones. Will it continue this reversal? Well, I guess we'll see this morning. So we're going to move to Nick's bullish picks now. His first pick is NIO, and going against Ace's bearish pick, his second is Apple. And we'll start there. It had a really good beginning of the week, but kind of faltered on Thursday and Friday. And while Ace's pick is right going into this past weekend, if we could see Apple break resistance here, it's very possible it could end up going back to the 130s. And going to NIO, this one seems very interesting to me. You can make a case for overextension on the daily chart. However, it seems after every recent breakout, there's consolidation and then another bump up. Note, this breakout's a little bit different and way more volatile with way more consecutive green days on top of it. So the overextension could be more severe, and it's also possible after this big red day that a lot of shorts got in, leaving the possibility of a squeeze always on the table. Overall, I think Nick's picks are very good, and over a longer span of time, I think a majority of these will play out just how he wants. Now moving to me. I didn't trade a lot last week, but I did have a few picks to throw out there. On the bearish side, my picks were HTZGQ and SAVA, S-A-V-A. Starting with SAVA, I've had a put on this in the 1070 area that I currently still have. The reason I bought was an overextended gap down, but Thursday night, we saw the company put out a public offering. I personally think that's a trash thing to do after hours to your shareholders, especially when the offering price is 25% below the last closing price. But hey, I've had a put since early last week, so I won't mind. And my other pick, Hertz. Yes, it's Hertz. It's now on the OTC market. It's bankrupt. That's all I have to say about it. Next, my only bullish pick back on Thursday was OPTI. Had a great first green day on the 11th, and now we've seen a 3-day run on the stock. On Monday, we'll see if it could break that 8-cent resistance area. I'm not entirely confident it could do it, but if it does, watch out. So let's talk crypto now. This isn't something I know a whole ton about, but I know a lot of stocks tie into crypto, so I pay attention just to see if the sector will get hot again. And lately, Bitcoin's kind of been on fire. And one thing that's really making me pay attention is on November 13th, PayPal announced that US customers can buy Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash through PayPal. This is something that's pretty crazy to me. We all figured it'd happen someday, but for the day to finally be here is pretty exciting. So with that said, I'm watching Mara, Riot, and all the other Bitcoin stocks out there. And I recommend everybody else does too. Because even if you're not going to trade them, it's great to see how volatile stocks move. So I'm going to look at it as an opportunity to study. And lastly for today, we're going to talk about the overall market. And this isn't any prediction from me, but I do think it's a great thing to look at just to protect yourself and be as prepared as possible. And basing it off of last week, the market just seems kind of choppy. Which does make sense if you think about it. We've had a very weird election, the coronavirus numbers have gotten worse, but there's also very good vaccine news. With that and the holidays right around the corner, I think we're all trading in a very confused market, which as a guy that's not really financially literate, that kind of just tells me to be safe, maybe use less position size, maybe take profits quicker, and most importantly, cut the losses even quicker. We're trading in a very uncertain time, so I'm not going to act certain about anything. And with that said, that wraps up our Monday episode of Punk Stock. Hope you're looking forward to the week ahead. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and tell all your friends. And follow us on all social media. As always, this has been a great time doing this with you. Have a good one.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.